Hello, welcome to Online with the Earth Sign. I'm Cuddly Bear, your host, and today I have with me...
Lustful Crunch from all the way from Denmark.
Welcome, Lustful Crunch.
Thank you very much, Bear.
I'm very happy to be here.
I'm so happy and privileged. I feel very, very good to be here on this show. I'm very,
very
honored.
Very good to be here. Yes, thank you. Thank you for being my guest today. I'm very happy that you could be that for me. As you can hear, we are both from Denmark, and our accents are very much pronounced today because we feel like we can make this happen. The ice is melting at the poles.
I am the leader of... okay, no more. I can't do it anymore, man.
No, I will do this whole podcast. You can do whatever you want, but I have committed to this.
Okay, you've committed. You're
going to
do the accent now. Is that entire
way through? This is how I will talk the whole podcast.
All right.
Crunch.
Yeah.
Can you please, in one word, describe why you came to GWA?
Describe why I came
one
here.
Just one word. Not two, not three, but one.
Curiosity. Let's use that one. That's one word.
Okay, that is different from the others. I just said boredom. So, what are you curious about?
I was very curious about what kind of stuff that I could participate in for this community. Like, what kind of stuff, like the scripts that I could make, like, or the audios that I could make, or the comments that I could, like, provide. Like, just participating.
So did you mostly mean sexually, or also with DWA backstage?
Also with backstage, yeah. Just in general, like, all the communities here. I was very curious as to, like, what kind of people were actually about, so...
Have you been pleasantly surprised about the people that are here? Are they mostly kind of shit?
I mean, I definitely have had people who have surprised me in not positive ways, but mainly everyone's been
like
super
me,
nice.
Right? Like me?
Like you, yeah.
And
you're definitely the worst. The worst, the absolute worst.
Yes. Thank you for giving me that very nice compliment, because that's what I go for most of the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I try not to be so nice, because then people start liking me, and I don't like friends. So
you don't like friends? No, okay. It's good. You know, keeps your life simpler, right?
Exactly, and it also means that no one can ever get close to me and not hurt me, right? So better not try than to try.
I guess. I'm going to stop now.
Nope.
Oh,
I will
God.
Not stop this, and you will just have to suffer. How much are we going to talk?
This is torture,
to?
Man. This
terrible.
Is torture.
Well, how do you think I feel? But you're the one who started it. So.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay, so what kind of audios do you like to make? Because I know you like a whole lot of stuff.
I really
but
like
you self proclaimed as vanilla, so
your pizza beeped.
Yes, that just means that it's warm, but now it has to wait for like the that's the first beep, and then it will beep later.
Okay, well, I like making all kind of stuff, and yes, I do proclaim myself as being somewhat vanilla. I've tried a lot of things. I do like doing Switch stuff, which I haven't. It's funny I say that, but I haven't done that many Switch stuff audios. Recently I did a Pillow Talk audio, which was really nice to do. It was very relaxing.
First one?
Yeah, the first Pillow Talk audio. It was like a anxiety comfort BFE kind of thing. It was really nice. I had a lot of like wonderful PMs. Very encouraging, that community over there.
You have a good voice for that.
I guess. I think I can come off as a, like, you know, like a regular old sweet boyfriend.
Like, I guess a regular old
sweet boyfriend, yes. I can't really come off as, you know, the serial killer rapist without being all yandere, I guess. I mean, just maybe
that's
going
true.
For that sweet boy kind of stuff. Maybe that vibe is where I should be headed.
But you also play music. I know that I made a some stuff for you the other day.
Yeah, I do. I've studied music for 3 years, and I play in a band, and I've done choir stuff for many years. And yes, I did inquire you about doing like a bass line of an a cappella song that I'm editing currently.
That's did you get some help, or did your Danish
No Danish people ever replied to my post.
Oh my God, Danish people, come on. Me and Conchi can't be the only two people, huh?
I mean, we have Mimbling, but she couldn't, unfortunately. So that's, I mean, no. I mean, I don't know. Like, have you met other Danish people whilst you've been here?
I have met two.
Yeah? Male or female?
One is female and the other is as someone who I have not talked to for a very long time is I think trans male or something.
Okay.
But one is from like Odense and the other one is from Copenhagen, so I don't know.
All right, I'd love for any lurkers out there to come out of their closets and tell us if they're Danish, because it's nice, you know, like knowing that there are still Danes about, or Norwegians. Exactly. I don't know any Norwegians either.
No Swedes.
No Swedes. No, don't. Can you please don't. Please refrain from messaging us. That would be nice.
We're just kidding.
Yeah, we love you guys.
Okay, so being the very nice boy that you are and very sweet and stuff.
Sure, yeah.
Have you ever gotten anyone that said that they hate you? That they don't like you?
Yeah, I mean, not directly. I've of course just had people who are not being interested in like either, like on TeamSpeak, for example, right? You have people that are different, right? So you don't talk to them. And some people just not like chose not to speak to me anymore, and that's fine. But I haven't
Can't be friends with everyone.
Exactly. But I haven't had anyone who's been rude to me so far. Not in a very direct way. There was one incident which was a bit weird with someone saying that my voice didn't attract them. Like very just out of nowhere going, oh, your voice is not attractive to me. Like, it was just weird.
I feel like that's one of those kind of objective, subjective things that you can feel like you can say on these kind of subreddits or on TeamSpeak, exactly. And then it kind of still feels like, well, that's not very nice to know.
Yeah, it's like, I didn't need to know, but sure, like, okay, whatever boats your float, I guess.
Whatever boats floats your boat.
Yes. What about you? You've been here a lot longer than me.
Well, I've actually only gotten like one hate mail.
Yeah.
And it was really stupid. It was like a really neckbeardy person sending me a message calling me a human piece of excrement and stuff like that. It was really stupid.
Well, you are a human piece of excrement.
Yes, and that is also why I made a post on Backstage saying, hey, everybody, I finally lost my card. And then they all thought that I lost my virginity card. But I was like, it was my H card, not my V card. And someone finally sent me hate mail, and it was the funniest thing ever. So I posted like a picture of the things we had sent back and forth. It was like six messages or something, and it was just beautiful. Hater out there who sent me that. I totally get off on people hating me, so please do it some more.
It's wonderful. I'll keep that in mind for whenever I do like an audio for you.
Thank you. Just like really degrade me and stuff.
Really like drive you into the fucking floor, yes.
Yes, just
I'll do that.
Tell me how much I am
how much of a Swede you are.
Like if you call me human piece of excrement, that's like
yeah, okay. Get your blood flowing.
Not just my blood, but also my pee.
Fuck's sake.
Fucking hate this accent.
Oh, bear. You want to do the regular voice now? Have you had enough?
I will never.
Oh, my God.
I just did that to give you hope that I would stop, but I'm never going to stop. Never going to stop.
The sliver of hope.
Yeah, well, too bad for you.
I guess, yeah.
So when you listen to audios on DDV, you do that, right?
Yeah, all the time.
So what kind of audience do you mostly go for? Do you go for like stuff from people you know, or do you try new stuff? And what kind of tags do you generally look for?
It's funny. Whenever I go for people that I've listened to a lot, I usually have like a period of time where I go for those, and then I switch up for the new people that I haven't listened to. I haven't listened to anyone new for a while, so I'm gonna go and like click on three new audios, recent audios by people I haven't listened to before, and then I'll go, oh, these are decent, or these are okay.
And what kind of text do you look for then? Because you must decide for something.
Yeah, I know. It depends. I have a lot of swings on whether I feel dummy or subby. So on that, it's either or. But I do like more gentle stuff in general. Like I like lovey-dovey stuff a lot. Like romance is... Humor is also like very lighthearted, and I like
humor is good.
I haven't really delved into the darker stuff. I've only listened to one rape audio ever.
Yeah,
and that was forced on me. Unfortunately, it was.
I mean, it's not everybody's thing, you know.
Exactly.
But with the humor thing, that's a very rare kind of audio.
We don't get new ones very often. When we do, it's usually just hysterical stuff, like hysterical poetry or
something. I mean, like really funny stuff where you can like sit there and jerk off and then.
I mean, I haven't had like a. I haven't sat and, you know, masturbated whilst like laughing my ass off yet. That's not good. But I've like giggled a little bit and then, you know, found it, you know. Like I've definitely done that before.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I like humor.
Humor is really nice. And hey, encouragement to anyone out there, make some funny shit, because it's really good. Like, it really
He means audios, not shit.
Not shit, audios, yes. Like audio files. Do not mail me shit. Mail that to Bear. He is scoffing for that.
Oh, apparently. Yes, just oof. Have you ever gotten pictures sent to you?
Not from people that I don't know. No, not GWA from people.
Ah, okay, no. I mean, that's what I meant, you know, like someone sending
random stuff.
Yes. I know. That's fine. I mean, I've only gotten once, and that was totally a lie. Because she sent them to No Name as well, so I was like, aww. Well, that's fine. Just stab me in the back like that. Show your appreciation. And
did she tell you, like, I sent this also to No Name? Or did you talk to No Name?
I talked to No Name, and he was like, I got some too. And then we shared them, and it was...
That's like the worst. Like, that's the worst.
I mean, maybe we shouldn't have shared it, but then don't send me pictures of your boobs.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean...
Fair point. Is that someone who's still
If I them? Ask for them, you know, then I would never share them. But if you send some random titties out of nowhere, of course I'm going to show my...
your buds.
My butt buddy.
Was that someone that posted audios or something that someone you
It
knew
was
or?
Someone from Gone Wild.
Okay. That was just listening to your stuff and then going, oh...
I have no idea. I mean, if he sends them to more people, then I can't see why.
Okay.
Maybe she was just like, ooh, show you what I have. I don't know.
Exhibition.
I have no idea what the intentions of that could be. I don't understand that kind of logic. Like, if I listen to someone's audio, if I don't listen to people's audios, I'm not going to send them pictures. Well, I'm not going to send anyone pictures in regardless, but... Unless they want them.
Unless they want them, yeah. Okay. Good point.
Of course.
No, I haven't actually sent any pictures except for like, you know, I haven't done any nudes. Have you done that before?
Have I sent nudes to people? Yeah. Yes.
I don't know. I never really had the compulsion to do it, I guess.
Maybe. No, but I feel like... All right. I mean, I don't think that I have... I have been asked to do, but it's more like if you send me, then I'm gonna be like, "Do you want to?" And then I'm gonna be like, "Send."
Okay.
You know, because I mean, I don't mind sharing. I don't think that I have like the Arnold Schwarzenegger body or anything like that. But you know, I mean, if you want to, I'm gonna send you.
Yeah, you're a people pleaser. Right.
Well, sure. You could say that.
I mean, if you send nudes, then, I mean, that's, you know, you do that, I guess.
Well, I mean, it's often a something for something thing that I like, you know, so.
No, I can't just ask you for nudes and you'll send them to me. Is that what you're saying there? I have to send you something beforehand.
Oh.
Oh, pizza. All right, so you go get your pizza and I will now fill in this podcast.
Just entertain in the meanwhile.
Yeah, if you unless you cut this out, I'm just going to talk about stuff, so. What did you say?
Just talk.
I haven't received any nudes. I don't think there's a thriving community of nude senders out in Gunwald Audio. I think most people here have been sending.
Oh, I think you would be surprised.
Did you fuck up your pizza?
No.
No? Okay.
Alright, I'll shut up.
Well, to everyone's listening right now, Bear was making pizza and he didn't want to, you know, wait with the recording until he finished making pizza and ate the pizza. So now you're going to listen to Bear eating pizza, I presume, unless he's going to let it cool off for like half an hour or whatever. I don't know what his pizza making ritual is. It might be very different. He lives on the other side of Denmark, so they're brutes over there, basically. I don't know what they're up to. Can hear on the accent, basically. I have a civilized English accent, and he has, like, one of brutes. Sounds like a German guy, basically, right? So, it's okay, though. We love each other, regardless. It's, you know, it's whatever. We can't really change anything about it. Unless he comes over here, you know. He promised me that once, but he never followed up on it.
I'll be going there for the winter holiday thing, so... Maybe we can meet up.
See, now we're talking, there.
Anyway.
You even said it on the podcast, so now it has to happen.
I suppose. maybe we could meet up with Mimbling too, if she feels like it.
All right, yeah, of course.
Danish meetup.
Danish meetup. Regular, no, like, anythings. Not gonna. What? We don't wanna give anyone hopes. Just a meetup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just a meetup.
So you are being dirty now. I did not say that at all. That was not my intentions.
Well, you're always.
I was talking platonic, and Conti is just being like, "Ooh, no sexy time. No one ever said sexy time, Conti. You dirty boy."
Okay. Sure, Bear.
Conti is a dirty, dirty boy. Okay, so Conti.
Yeah.
We're almost done with the performer questions, but I want to ask you, what's your stance on body hair?
What my stance on body hair is?
Yes, like, how do you like yourself and how do you like a partner?
I like myself trimmed, like, well, like, kept, I guess, well kept.
You don't do the Tarzan, like, big bush and...
No, that's just been a while
wild
since I had
forest.
That. Yeah, no, I cut it down, trim it down, shave whatever needs to be shaved.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I keep it well maintained.
What about your partners?
My partners, I don't really mind unless it's like unless it's unhygienic. I don't mind. It's you know, both are nice.
I mean, my question then is: would you go down on someone with like a giant bush?
Of course. Of course, I'm gonna go down on you again if it is hygienic. If it's unhygienic, I'm not touching that. If it's, you know, like 30 day without getting washed, you know.
No, but I understand.
Swamp.
What you say.
Then you know, yeah. I'm not nearing that. But yeah, definitely.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you'd expect otherwise, or.
No, I mean, for my own preference, I would not go down on someone with, like, a large bush because I don't want pubes in my mouth.
I mean, you can avoid the pubes. You can avoid the pubes. There are techniques, well, Bear. There are techniques.
Well, maybe I'm not that well-versed in techniques then, but I'm just saying...
They're not techniques.
I would prefer not to...
You get them in the
have
nose.
Have to dodge the proverbial maze of poops.
And you get them in between your teeth and under your tongue, and you get...
Exactly. I don't like that idea.
No, you can't. Not at all. You don't really avoid that. Well, I mean, it's just part of the fun of it, right? It's just,
yeah.
It's whatever.
I suppose.
Suppose.
Okay, so, Conchi, now we're going to get to the really stupid shit.
Okay.
And I'm sure you're going to enjoy that. But let's start out with some innocent questions and then go on to some more fucked up stuff.
Okay.
Have you ever broken any bones, and how did it happen?
I have never broken any bones. I've always stool mean tummelfinger. I guess what's that called in English? Something thumb. Not broken, like, you know, like out popped my thumb. Like, you know, when like it goes out of the joint. That.
Oh. You've disjointed.
Disjointed. There you go. Disjointed my right thumb.
That's still
once.
Not a festooning, though.
Is that not a festooning? Well, it's that.
No, festooning is like when you really hurt something and it keeps hurting for a long time, but it's not broken.
It popped off of my joint once.
Okay, that's disjointing. That's out.
Yeah. Big ouchie, but
how
never
the hell
broke.
Did you do that?
I fell on a bike. It was not very glamorous.
That's like the least dramatic thing ever.
Yeah, I mean the story is pretty dramatic, but I'm not gonna go into detail. It's a long
story. Okay. How about giving the short version?
I wanted to go on a big hill on a new bike, and I didn't know how not to use. Like, I didn't know how to use regular brakes instead of foot brakes.
Okay.
Yes,
I have made that mistake too.
It's horrible.
Yeah, that made me break my collarbone. So that was not fun. So do you drink? Do you drink a lot?
Alcohol or milk?
Yes.
What are we talking about here? Alcohol. Okay.
Alcohol.
I drank a couple of, like, Glück today, like some warm wine.
Well.
And a couple of beers.
That's mulled wine for any of you uneducated non-Danes.
And then I drank a beer yesterday and the day before that, because it's Christmas, you know, you drink as you do. I don't drink heavily. I used to drink more often when I was, you know, in the gymnasia. Whatever.
But have you then woken up in somewhere stupid?
I have really stupid stories, yeah, of...
Oh my God, tell me just one, like, the stupidest place you've woken up.
The stupidest place I've woken up?
Yes.
My friend's friend's house apartment thing where his mother lived. Like, so I woke up and all of my friends had gone, and it was just his mother, and they just left me there to sleep. So I just woke up and I woke up to this old lady sitting in like the living room watching telly. I was lying on the couch, like it was like a weird like lying, you know, the one that you can switch to a bed. Into a couch. It was like they had one in the living, like it was an apartment, but they had a living room with two couches, and one of the couches was that one. So I just lied and slept on that couch, and she was on the other couch watching telly.
She was watching you while you were.
Yeah, she's like, oh, she said good morning to me. Like, I didn't know who this person was. I thought for a second I'd done something really stupid, but she explained to me that they just left me there. She gave me some breakfast.
Really horrible.
It was nice. She gave me some breakfast, and like,
like she was nice about it.
Yeah, we chatted about. I don't know. It was weird. I got the fuck out of
did
there.
Did you bang your friend's mom? No,
I did
okay.
not.
Damn it,
I did not.
That was some GWA material, though.
Yeah. Okay. I'll definitely use that from GWA material if someone writes a script. Yep. Thumbs up.
All right. So someone should write that.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
Okay. So you like drinking? That's good. But okay, so would you say that is the most awkward moment in your life?
No, I've had worse moments in my life, but
give it.
Like awkward moments are not fun to share. But I mean, I had a couple like from, so I had.
No, they're not supposed to be fun for you. They're fun to listen to.
So I made the retarded choice of having sex with my neighbor. And she's 2 years younger than me. And I was new to this city here, right? This was before like I met my girlfriend and shit, right? So I come to the city before I met her. Then I was just in this house, and there's like a couple of girls in the neighborhood which I fooled around with. But one of them I don't know. I was the foreign new guy into this tiny village, and you know, whatever. She admitted to like, okay, so I was walking home from school, like one of my first days of school there, and she went to the first grade of the thing. It was my third year, my final year.
Yeah.
I was walking home. So I hadn't met her before. So I walked home and she was taking pictures of something, right? It was the summer. She's outside taking pictures of stuff, looking cute. And then she we talked, and then we got to her place eventually, like the next day or something, and we had sex. But what she told me was, like, she waited for me to come home from fucking school. Like, there, like, she was there waiting so she could talk to me. That's creepy as fuck. So I had to deal with that, like, afterwards, for the rest of the fucking year. I had to, like, take the same bus every morning with this person. It's like, because...
Who forced herself to be a girlfriend.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's just... No. I nope the fuck out of there. Like, she's Moroccan. Like, so her dad was, like, super... Super, like, we couldn't be together, basically, like, in that regard. So it's just, like...
Because you're from Spain, so the two don't go together.
No, they don't go together. And I mean, I don't mind the fact that she was, but the fact that her dad was, like, super, like, orthodox about all that kind of stuff. It was just scary to be around, so I just nope the fuck out of there. Like, I was very polite about it, but she had to, like, be awkward on the bus every morning, like, really fucking... Like, she would stare me down... She would get on the bus first, sit like on the back. You know, the buses have layers here, like you go into first tier and then the second. Dagger. So she got, no, like not double decker, but like you go in and then there has a second, you go up some stairs in the back.
Oh, yeah,
the
okay, the back part is a bit.
So she could go up and then she sat at the front of that row so she could look out in the front of the bus. And then I would go in and she'd like overlook everyone entering and she'd like stare me fucking down every time I walked in the bus every morning for like the rest of the year. It's just the most awkward, just the awkwardest shit. So cringy, man. Like, because it reminded
still sounds me. Sounds funny though.
Oh my, it just reminded me every day. Oh fuck.
So she like tried to become your girlfriend, but you were like, "Hell no, girl."
Yeah, that's scary. No, like waiting for me to come home for like an hour. Like, so she could hook up with me, like, because she knew I was home that time. And it's like, that's a big no-no on my thing. That's only a sign of things to come.
Hell no.
So I noped. But I had sex a couple of times, so it was good. Whatever.
I mean, yes. I mean, there's good things about it and bad.
You wanna hear an even funnier part of that for you. It's not going to be funny.
Oh, yes.
She was a virgin as well. So that's, you know, to give you some perspective.
I don't know how that's funny.
It's exactly not funny because she told everyone about it in school.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Yeah. No, it's fucking terrible, man.
She's only tried to become your girlfriend.
I did. I know, right? I know. She just fucking like because she told me afterwards. She told me afterwards. and she made a big deal out. No, I can't anymore. Next.
okay. So, this is like my favorite question of them all here.
Yeah.
So, you have just been granted one wish and one superpower, but they're all shitty. So, what are they?
Okay, a shitty wish and a shitty superpower.
Yes.
A shitty wish, as in like it's just a mediocre wish or like a bad wish.
Yes, it's a mediocre. No, I mean it's not bad, but it's also not like. Infinite money or like peace on earth. Or
I'd like to be able to eat whilst I breathe. I think that would be
Oh my God, that's a good one.
I think that's either my superpower or my wish. Either one.
Let's say that's your wish. What's your superpower?
Well, my shitty superpower would be then. Never to burn my hands while like making anything, because I burn my fucking fingers a lot. So maybe having like immune to like really high, like higher, up to like 100 degrees heat on my fingers, that could be like a decent, you know. So I can like touch semi-warm stuff or warm stuff and not feel, you know, particularly scalded.
Well, wouldn't you say that it's not feel, but you can't.
Okay. Take okay. Damage yeah. Okay. I can't it. Take that. Okay, that will be even better. Can I have that?
I mean, I think we can say that you can't burn your hands when you're cooking food.
All right, that's perfect. I need, because then I could just, you know, because then you wouldn't need like a stirring thing, right? You can just
you could just plug
your hands, just turn it around.
But you don't think that people would be like, "I'm not gonna eat that. Your hand was in that, you dirty boy."
No, because I'd obviously wash my hands, and that's fine. Whatever, fuck them. Hmm. They don't get my food.
And I mean, it would be pretty. unique, you know?
Yeah, like, I would be the...
So you could, like, perform with it, like, ooh, let me just stir around in this pot of friture, olie.
I could be, like, some kind of Jesus. I could hold, like, the ashes. Like, I could put my hands inside of, like, a bonfire and go, ooh, look, I am... I could go to, like, a tribe civilization in the Amazon. Like, plunk in, like, touch, like, you know, fire. Oh, I could have, like, fire gloves. That would be cool. See?
I mean, I think fire is a bit of a, you know...
Is it too much?
Maybe making it a bit too powerful.
Shit. Okay, so only, like, food stuff.
I think we're talking about, like, 100 or 200 degrees here.
Okay. Fair enough.
Maybe 300.
So I can make, like a killer walk with my hands. Is that what you're saying?
You can what?
I can make a killer walk with my hands.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how hot a walk gets, but about 300 degrees.
All right, I would take the superpower. Yes.
Because, I mean, we have to make it shitty, so...
It's kind of shitty, but it's useful, I guess.
I mean, it's useful in some way, but it's not really, you know...
it's not all that.
It's not, I can save the Earth from a meteor or something.
No, it's exactly like a shitty superpower. That's a good question.
It is. Okay, so if you could become the opposite sex for one day, what would you look like?
If I could become the opposite sex,
Look however you want. You don't have to look like, you don't have to put your own current body over in a female. You can make you look exactly how you want.
Oh, I'd like to be a redhead with freckles. That'll be cool. Like, That I definitely think that'll like suit like the way that I approach at least sexually, like how I approach people.
Okay.
I think I would like to be with like long like curled hair. That would be sweet. Like, and semi tall as well, like 175. Either that like a
for Americans hair. That's like 5'5" or something.
Yeah, 5'7", 5'5", around there.
Yes.
But other than that, then I would probably go for, like, if it would feel more like me, probably some Spanish, like, semi-short, like, with you know, like, brown eyes, brown hair, the regular, like, a bigger butt, whatever.
You like big butts?
I Spanish people have big butts, so I...
I mean, yeah, but I mean, do you like them?
I do like big butts, yes. I do also
Can you
like,
also not lie?
I usually try not to lie. But yeah, big butts, small butts, all butts. Usually all butts. Not too big, though. Not too small, though, because that's weird.
Okay, so like a medium butt.
No, like all sizes of butts except for really, really, really big and really small. Okay. Because then, okay. I mean, I can't handle that, you know? Can't handle that.
What would you do if you became opposite sex for a day?
What I would do? I'd probably...
Would you try to have sex with someone or would,
I would
you
freak the fuck
try
out
it yourself?
And, no, I'd freak the fuck out and be really happy that this wonderful phenomena happened to me and I could go on Reddit and do like an AMA and it'll be great. It's probably what I would do. And then I'd masturbate, of course, because that's like the number one answer you have to give to this question every time. Masturbate, right?
Sure, I mean...
Because then, you know, you'd understand how the opposite sex feels, right?
It's true. So let's go back to some more power stuff because
sure.
You have just gotten the power to summon any animal companion at will.
Well, I think you can guess which fucking animal I like.
No. Yes, but what is the downside about it?
Oh, okay. So I'd like a red panda to be my animal companion of choice. So what's the downside?
But it's a shitty red panda.
It's a shitty red panda. Is that the downside?
I mean, you have to make something shitty about it. So what's shitty about your panda?
Okay, so what's shitty about my red panda? What's shitty about my red... It always craves attention. Like, it will be really fucking amazing, but it'll crave attention like 24/7, even when I sleep. I think that, because I'd still
that
love it.
That would be terrible.
I'd still love the fuck out of it, but it's just, I would just hate it to bits and pieces whilst I love it.
Well, I mean, you can summon it whenever you will, so I mean, you can take it away when it's nighttime, and then when you have it out, it'll be like all over you, all over your face, and like you can't see because it's in your face and stuff.
Yeah, I think that is that enough of a downside, you reckon?
I mean, that could be kind of annoying, yes.
Yeah. Because I'm going to show you my cool animal companion from another dimension and then just fucking face hugs you for it.
Can I hold it? And then you'll be like, sure, but it'll be all over your face like... Rah.
Yeah, it'll kill you, man. Don't worry.
I hope not, because that would be not good. But
you'd get a heart attack from how fucking cute red pandas are. That's
sure. That is very likely. That could actually happen.
They're fucking amazing. They're really, really... Anyone listening, if you don't know what a red panda is, or if you haven't seen recently, go YouTube red pandas and, like, doing stuff, because they're incredible. It'll help.
They're actually really cute.
Oh, good. We had some in Copenhagen Zoo.
I don't know. I've never been. Or have I? I don't know. Maybe.
Probably.
So, have you ever cried for some kind of weird reason?
Not very recent, but yeah.
I mean, not recent. Like, has anything really weird made you cry?
Anything really weird made me cry?
Yeah, like... Something random? Last time something stupid made me cry, I think it was some kind of movie or something.
Okay, well...
I was not even that sad or anything. It was just like... That's so patriotic.
I think I don't cry. I don't get too emotional over most stuff. I think last time I cried over some books or something was like a good handful of years ago when the series of one of my books ended.
What was that?
Well, the second book finished. So the Kingkiller Chronicles, which is a fantasy series. The third one hasn't come out yet. And I cried when the second one finished, because I knew the third one, when I finished the second one, wasn't going to come out in like 5 years, and it still hasn't come out 4 years later. So I cried a little bit. A little bit.
Are you anticipating the new book?
Yeah, we don't know when it comes out, though. I think I've cried to one concert before. Like one concert.
What was that?
It was The Room Was Set Fire, which is a Danish indie rock.
I know the name, but I haven't heard them.
They made a really... semi-popular song here called The Balcony, but that's about it, really. Most people don't know them. If you want to listen to some kind of feel-goody, romantic-esque indie rock, The Room Was Set Fire, The Balcony, on YouTube. Here we go. You're welcome.
Yes. We should put that as a tag or something, maybe. I don't know. No.
If people want to know and they didn't catch it, write in the comments. I'll link you. Don't worry about it.
Yes. So you like the Kingkiller
yes.
Chronicle, or what you call it. Okay, so would you say that's your favorite book?
I would say that's my favorite recent fantasy book, yes.
Okay, so you are now in that fantasy world, okay?
Okay, yeah.
What role could you see yourself having?
Oh, what role could I see myself having?
Yes, like would you be...
I'd probably
as Chaos was a potato farmer or something. That's what he said. So,
what would I be? I'd probably.
Do you think you would be a hero?
No. I would probably be some kind of tavern musician, like the guy that plays the lute and then like you know flirts with people for money, basically.
So it'd be like a bard / charlatan.
Yeah, like you know, I get hired by the barkeep to you know like play music for the night or something, and then I get a room for free or something. You know, like some of the other sort. I'd like go from tavern to tavern, you know, be hired for the weekends or something, and then I just live a life of scholarly, you know, self studies. I guess like I do now. Sounds like my life, but just in the medieval
sounds
time.
Sounds like my own life.
Yeah, that's probably what it would be, though. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I like it, though. I mean, it's not easy to be a tavern musician today, though. But
No, but back then, I guess, like, I don't know. In the book series, it's kind of common to have, like, a tavern hire someone to, like, in wealthy cities, anyways, to in the weekends to have, like, you know, amusements, and they're also hired to do like little plays and storytelling and all the sorts, entertainment, which I think I would probably fit that role fine. I could do the job, I think.
I could do it.
I would do like a mediocre like tavern like somewhere, and then I'd get paid like under average, you know. I'd do that.
Okay. I could see you as a bard.
I mean, I do have
a... You seem like the type.
Yeah, I can be obnoxious. It's good. I'm saying.
I don't know that bats are seen as obnoxious, but maybe if they don't play or sing very good.
Yeah, exactly. They can be entertaining in many ways.
Yes. Okay, so I already know this answer, but really? Would you say that you're competitive to the point that winning is everything to you, or can you lose with grace?
I can definitely lose with grace.
Can you also win with grace?
I try to win with grace. Sometimes I get a bit too, you know, realmel ide. I think that's. I think I don't know the term.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I dragged like along like the mood.
Caught up in the moment.
Yeah, sometimes I get too much, and I try to not do that. But when I play, I play mainly chess.
Yeah.
And when I win a really good game, it's difficult for me to not smile and like be happy. It's difficult, but I try to be humble, and you know, and then we look over the game, whatever. I do actually prefer losing. So socially losing is much better than like for me than winning.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. I agree. In a way, I like winning.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so what do you think about this statement? There's really no such thing as right or wrong. It all boils down to what you can get away with.
It's a clever little thing. I think this is, you know, man, I really like philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And I discuss this kind of stuff all the time with some of my buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, recently, like, because my opinions are very fluid, but on this matter, recently I've been convinced that there are multiple rights, and there is, like, people can be right at the same time about something, right? For their own, mm-hmm. in their own little space, in their own little world that they've created. It's called all sorts of weird nonsense, you know, like the term.
So they can be right in their own...
Yeah, in their respective... dogmas, I think. Mm-hmm. That's, yeah,
sure,
yeah. So I think there is definitely room for more rights that can coexist. But I think for me personally, of course, there are right and wrongs, and for you personally, there are right and wrongs. But I don't think there is a uniform right and wrong, because I don't think
universal.
Universal. I don't think anyone has the right to come up with anything of the sort, and I don't think humanity is. I think it's too abstract. You can't go, this is right, because that's...
So in some cases, murder is okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
As a principle, not in practice. Taking away freedom is number one fallacy in my book for like doing stuff in general. So you can't say you're free to do whatever you want. So you should take that away from other people. I think that's, you know, a big fallacy because then other people can do that to you, and it's, you know, it gets a bit messy. So murder in specific, probably not, but yeah, in general.
It's hard to explain.
Yeah.
Morals are a difficult thing.
Exactly, especially like in all the languages. Questions. Yeah, it's just, I'm sorry. I'm trying to answer these, but...
No, it's fine. There isn't really any right or wrong answer. So, do you have a useful skill that you could teach me to improve my life?
I could teach you how to write in different ways.
In what way, like calligraphy?
No, like change your handwriting. I could teach you how to like get a specific handwriting. I could like teach you how to mimic other people's handwritings so that you can like fool other people with notes and shit.
So you mean you can really teach me how to forge letters?
Yeah, exactly. I can write.
How
like
the hell do you know that?
I can write like 100 different handwritings just for fun. Like it's
how?
You should practice in school, right? So I would get bored, and then I'd have like my notepad out, and then I'd look at my teachers. Whenever they wrote an A, I would go, okay, that's how they write an A, and then how they write an E, and then I'd like do a little alphabet of how they wrote, and then I'd practice writing their alphabet, and then I got all the letters down, and then I could write down in their little way of writing, and then I could send messages from them to them. To other teachers in their own handwriting, and then I could do like that was funny. They like.
Have you done some mean stuff?
I haven't done only cheerful stuff, especially on the holidays.
And if you say so.
I only once did it with one friend of mine to like fuck with him a little bit. It was funny because he had a really shitty handwriting, and I just, you know, wrote the it was really difficult actually to learn his handwriting because he fucks up, like, just they're very inconsistent, like the way he writes. So I just kind of, you know, messed with that, and then I sent that to like one of his buddies, and then they got in a fight. It's funny. It's funny.
Troublemaker.
No, but yeah, I could teach you how to write well. I think it's a, unless you write well already and you're capable of this feat.
I don't think I've ever tried.
It's very nice. I don't think it's very useful, but it's a little useful sometimes to write well.
Maybe, maybe not. Maybe we'll see if I come to the Devil Island and you can show me.
The Devil Island, yeah, I guess.
Okay, let's move over to some more sexualized stuff.
Okay.
Is there a kink that you would like to explore?
Is there a kink I'd like to explore?
Yes, something you haven't tried before, but that you...
Something I haven't tried before. As in, like, in real life or for audio stuff?
I mean, both, if you want to...
I think I've listened to most of... No, I've listened to the things that have piqued my interest so far. There's never something I would go, oh, I do want to think... I want to try this and then don't do it. Usually, when I want to try something, I do it. And that also goes in for real life. Whenever I've had something that I wanted to try, I've tried it. If there's something that I want to try more, as in, like, something I want to do more than I do, it's probably switching... more power play-ish, you know? So more...
Are you more used to being top or dumb?
Usually it is more dummy, to be honest, here in Denmark. I don't know what your experiences are with women. But usually here, women expect to be more subby. I've only been with two girls who would be more in the... Because, you know, people are not very categorized here.
I mean, I just don't have any interest in doing subby stuff, so I don't think I've ever really tried to explore that with someone. So,
okay. That makes sense.
You might have a broader...
I've tried to be with two other people who have been more dummy, right? And that was interesting, but I've been subby with my partners before, because that's something I've explained to them. Like, you know, the whole... This is a kink. This is, you know, because you have to explain that kind of stuff to some people, right? Because, you know, they're unaware and it's fine. But no, like actual, like more cutthroat switching, like very distinct, you know, now I'm in control, now you're in control. Because a lot of the time you go, now I'm in control-ish, because not really, I just want to fuck. You know, it turns into just like, whatever, like play.
So more of a BDSM element when you switch.
Yes, I think that would be something I would like to try more often.
That sounds interesting. I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that could be very fun. Probably with some more tying up. Thumbs up.
So bondage and stuff.
Yeah, light bondage though. Only light bondage.
Okay. So, do you have a preference for underwear for yourself or your partner?
I do boxer briefs. Only boxer briefs.
Me too.
Yeah, they're pretty uniform here in Denmark. Like, most boys have boxer briefs.
What do you like on your partner, though?
All sorts of panties. Panties or underwear.
Like thongs or boy shorts?
All sorts.
It doesn't really matter as long as it's a butt.
As long as it's a butt. Don't put on your granny lace.
Granny
stuff.
Panties.
Yeah, no, that's just regular old thongs and panties and boy, you know, boy shorts, whatever. It's nice.
Okay. Yeah, I like that too. I really like boy shorts.
Yeah?
Yeah, they just, like, they form really nicely on the butt.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. And then, like, going for, like, a smack, you know?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Either, I don't know. There's something about the boy shorts that are really nice.
Amen.
Would you say that you have an uncommon kink? And how did you... would you say that?
If I have an uncommon kink?
Yeah, something that most people aren't interested in, but that you like.
I have to dig a little here. Do I have something? So are we talking most people in real life or Gone Wild Audio? Because there's a big difference, like for the communities. Because online.
What would you say for GWA?
For GWA, maybe. That's the difficult one, though. That's the difficult one.
Okay, well, then take the real life one.
In real life, right? In real life, I think hypnosis stuff is very uncommon. You don't really hear about your buddies going, oh, yeah, they're like being hypnotized and, you know, having hands-free orgasms. That's like, because that's not very common, I feel.
Wait, so you mean hypnosis on you or your partner or both?
Both, yeah.
Okay. How did you find that you're interested in that?
Just stumbling upon audios on Gumball Audio like a couple of years back, I think.
So have you tried it in real life?
Yeah. It's a bit different in real life because you can actually touch them, which is, whoa.
Yes.
Mind-blowing. Because then it's hands off for them, but you can do whatever the fuck you want after they've, you know, fallen into trance, and that's...
And so you've gotten it to work as well?
Unfortunately, no, for female partners. But myself,
Interesting.
I come all over the place for that shit. It's good. I know.
Go ahead.
Yeah, for GWA, I don't think I have something that's like out of the ordinary. Like I've.
No, I think maybe they have a lot more.
Yeah, there's a lot. Things. There's a lot of stuff. Like, so I think I'm definitely more vanilla there.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Don't have to. It's not a contest. Is there a kink that you don't understand? Like you don't understand why people are into it.
No, I think I've talked to. I think there was before, but I think now.
Like
that
what?
What's the thing about putting stuff in your urethra? And that's. Yeah, I think I understand it now. I didn't
and
understand
what's the
it
answer
before.
To that then?
I understand. It's something about the feeling of insertion. Like apparently, for the person that I talked to, it's basically the whole like experience of having something stuck into somewhere where it shouldn't be stuck into, kind of. And then
like taboo.
Yeah. And then it feels like different, and that feeling. Okay. Yeah. Apparently, that's good. Also, necrophilia. That's also been something I've been enlightened upon.
What was the answer there?
The answer was actually really romantic, which surprised me. The answer was that they really like the aspect of having someone give themselves 100% to you. Like the whole...
You mean like snuff? Or
no, like, yeah, like yeah, snuff.
Killing someone.
Yeah, but like, and then having sex with their body afterwards.
Okay.
So snuff, yeah, killing them, and then...
Like, and then doing the dirty. Then,
yeah, because they gave this to you, and then you use the body. And I didn't ever think of that perspective beforehand. But
no, I mean, I can understand it.
Yeah, I understand it now.
Don't know how it would work in
practice, no.
In practice.
I guess you could have to role play dying, right?
Sure.
I think that's how it would go down. But then it would be sleep play, I guess.
I mean, then it would have to be something like, I would think that you would do a bunch of sleep meds so that you would be like completely out. And
oh, yeah, okay.
Let your partner do whatever. I don't know.
Sounds really dangerous, to be honest.
I mean, it's just medicine.
Yeah, I know, but like overdosing on sleep medicine or something.
No. I said a bunch. I mean, normal stuff.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Like, just pass.
No crazy shit. Overdoses are bad. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do kids. Drugs.
Don't do kids either.
Yeah. I think I missed out the phrasing there. It works either way.
Okay, so for the last question, and the weirdest one for sure.
Okay.
If I said that someone in your family was kinky,
yeah.
Who would you suspect and why?
Probably my sister. I think she would be very kinky. She's done like semi-porn before. So.
What?
Yeah, my poor little sister. She's a mother of a niece. My niece.
Okay.
She's 1.5 years old. Loveliest little thing on the planet. But no, I think definitely she's probably more kinky than I am, like by miles.
But how has she done half porn?
She's uploaded videos of herself have like sex with a boyfriend, but like you can't see it to her, so it's like kind of it's porn,
okay.
But it's, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, how the fuck do you know that?
Because she fucking sent it to me, you piece of shit. That's how I know. Sorry, what the fuck, sister? Yeah, no, she had a fucked up stage. Let's just say that. I don't.
Okay, well, I think that's all.
Is that good enough of an answer for you, Bear? Yes. You satisfied?
I think that's all for today. Thank you for being on the podcast, Crunchy.
Of course. Holy crap. It's a pleasure. As always.
See ya.